Captured on mobile phone, the aftermath of a suicide attack. Al-Qaeda fighters detonated a car bomb in one of Mali's biggest military camp in Sivare. Inside are the barracks of hundreds of Russian fighters. They repelled the assault, but lost a Russian helicopter. Al-Qaeda says this was a retaliation against recent operations by Mali's military involving Russian fighters in the center of the country. Malian State TV follows the authorities on the ground here in the village of Moura, an operation to win hearts and minds in what human rights groups believe is the site of a massacre. They say Russian mercenaries and Malian soldiers tortured and killed almost 1,000 people, mostly civilians, in the last month in the village of Moura and Humbori.
These soldiers that you see in the village are only your brothers, children, and grandchildren. They can never be your enemy, nor the enemy of Moura.
Malian authorities are blocking the UN from meeting the survivors and conducting an independent investigation. Al Jazeera spoke to one of the survivors. Mamadou, not his real name, says he was on his way to a market when he heard the helicopters of the Malian army hover overhead. Out came what Mamadou describes as white-skinned soldiers shooting indiscriminately.
Malian soldiers over there are accompanied by white soldiers. There are many of them. I can't recognize the patches on their uniforms. I'm afraid to approach them. But people say they're Russians. Many people have died because of their violence.
Malian authorities deny the presence of Russian fighters, instead calling them instructors. In a statement, Al-Qaeda said it is holding hostage captured Russian fighters linked to the Wagner Group. With the deployment of Russian fighters last December, the relationship between Malian authorities and France has deteriorated. The near 2,500 French soldiers are pulling out of Mali by this summer. Last week, French forces handed over the camp of Gossy to Malian forces. The Malian army says it found a mass grave shortly after that contained bodies in advanced state of decomposition. But the French military has released drone and audio footage showing Malian soldiers digging dead bodies into the sand after they had left. A senior French military official told Al Jazeera that Russians are behind a campaign of disinformation targeting the French army. In Mali, away from Europe, is a new battlefront in an information war involving the Russians and the West. And caught in the middle are the people of Mali. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera.